Title: One Bar Motif Rating for DJ Friendly Sets. Intermediate: Ableton Live. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most practical, club-ready composition skills in drum and bass, writing a one-bar motif that a DJ can loop for ages without it falling apart. And I mean that literally. In real mixes, your tune might get blended for 1 or 2 minutes. People might hear it with the highs rolled off on the mixer, the sub partially missing because another track is fighting for the low end, or from outside the room, where you mostly perceive groove and mid-range. So your motif has to survive all of that and still feel like the tune. By the end, you'll have a DJ-friendly 64-bar sketch in Ableton Live. Drums, a 1-bar bass motif that loops clean, a simple variation system, and a basic arrangement that DJs love. 16-bar intro, 16-bar tease, 16-bar drop, 16-bar outro. Let's set this up like we actually care about DJs playing it. Step 0. Session setup. The DJ proof way. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Classic rolling territory. Time signature stays 4/4. Leave global groove off for now. We'll add swing later if we need it, but you don't want to start with a sloppy pocket and then wonder why your motif doesn't loop clean. Make 3 groups right away. Drums, bass, and music or FX. This keeps you organized, but it also forces a mindset. The motif has to be predictable at bar boundaries. Clean bar starts, clean bar ends, and controlled brightness so it doesn't shred ears when looped. Now, choose the role of your motif. In drum and bass, a 1-bar motif usually does one main job. It's either a bass motif, a stab motif, or a top motif like a vocal chop or a little metallic tick. The rule is, 1 bar equals 1 identity. Don't accidentally write a whole melody. You're writing a signature loop, something that locks instantly and stays useful for long blends. For this lesson, we'll build a rolling bass motif as the main hook, and later, optionally, we'll add a stab layer as seasoning. Step 2. Build drums that tell you what to write. You will write better motifs if your drums already groove, so don't skip this. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, keep it stuck. Start with a clean 2-step, kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your backbone. Now hats, put a closed hat on 8th notes, then delete a few hits so it breathes. Add an open hat on and after 2 for lift. That little lift matters because it tells your bass where the energy wants to go. Optional jungle seasoning, and I recommend it. Add a ghost snare really low velocity around a 16th before beat 2 or beat 4, like around the .4 positions. And maybe a rim or perk on offbeats. We're not making a full breakbeat tune, we're just adding that forward pull. Quick drum mix inside the drums group. EQ 8, roll off sub rumble below about 25 to 38Z. Drum bus for density, keep it tight. And a glue compressor just kissing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Slower attack, auto release. The point is not to crush, the point is to make the drum loop feel like one unit. Your goal right now is simple. A loop that feels like it wants a bass response, like the drums are asking a question. Step 3. Write the 1-bar bass motif. This is the core. First, pick a key. DNB loves minor keys, and for subs you want something practical. F minor or G minor are both great. Let's go with F minor. Now create the instrument. Add a MIDI track and load Wavetable. Oscillator 1 as a sign for sub stability. Oscillator 2 as a saw, but keep it low in level. Just enough to give the mid layer some character. Put a low pass filter on it, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere like 120 to 300 Hz for now. We'll move it later, but keep it controlled. Make sure the amp envelope has a shortish release. The biggest beginner to intermediate mistake here is letting bass notes overlap so the sub smears. In DJ blends, smear equals mud. Now the DJ friendly power move. Split sub and mid. After Wavetable, create an audio effect rack. 2 chains. Sub and mid. On the sub chain, put an EQ8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz, then a saturator with soft clip-on, and only 1 to 3 dB of drive. Sub distortion is like salt. Tiny amounts make it feel louder, too much makes it wobble and blur. On the mid chain, put a EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, then saturator with more drive, like 3 to 8 dB depending on taste. Add an auto filter for movement if you want, and utility for width. Maybe 120 to 160%, but only on the mid-chain. The sub stays mono, always. On the bass group, add a utility and do a quick mono check workflow. Set up a way to toggle width to 0% temporarily. Your motif should still read when mono. If it collapses, too much of your identity is coming from stereo tricks, and that won't translate in clubs. Optional sidechain. Do it lightly. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And here's a pro approach, sidechain the MID more than the SUB. That way the bass talks with a kick, but the weight stays steady. Now, the MIDI pattern. 1 bar, 16th note grid, syncopated but not messy. Here's a blueprint that works constantly in rollers. Enter on beat 1, then a call in the first half of the bar, a response in the second half, and one deliberate gap. If you want a starting rhythm idea, place notes around beat 1, then a skip toward the end of 2, then something around 3, then a little push late in the bar like around the .42 area. You're aiming for that rolling, stepping feel, not a straight march. Now choose notes in F minor. Start with F as your anchor. Then use AB, the minor 3rd, and EB, the minor 7th, for dark movement. If you want a passing tension note, G works nicely, because it rubs a bit but still feels musical. Big DJ-friendly rule, end the bar either resolved or breathing. That means either end on the root, or end with a rest. A rest is underrated. A tiny hole right before the loop comes back makes the loop feel intentional, and it makes the drums hit harder without you turning anything up. Now lock the groove. Shorten most notes. Think 16th to 8th note lengths. You're not writing a legato bass line unless that's a very specific style choice. And use velocity like you mean it. The first hit speaks louder. The little syncopations tuck in. Teacher tip. Go into the MIDI velocity lane and exaggerate the difference at first. Make it almost too much. Then dial it back until it feels human and rolling. It's easier than starting flat and trying to discover groove. Extra coach check. 1 bar, 2 register writing. Try to think of the motif living in 2 zones. Sub-anchor notes and mid-speech. The sub should be fewer, stable, almost boring. The mid does the talking. If your sub is as busy as your mid, your blend turns into soup. Step 4. Add personality without breaking the loop. A 1-bar motif gets boring unless it has micro-movement, but you have to do it in a way that repeats perfectly. In Wavetable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Set the rate to 1 bar or half a bar. Keep the amount small. You want a live, not whoa, new bass every bar. On the MID chain, auto filter can do a tiny envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, and maybe a touch of drive. You can even aim for a formantish feel. Two cutoff positions that feel like boo and ah, and you move subtly between them per bar or per phrase, not randomly. And here's a mix-aware test you should actually do. Put an EQ8 on the master temporarily, low-pass it to around 6 to 8 kHE. Now listen, does the motif still read? If it disappears, it's too dependent on sparkle. Add a bit of presence in the mids, not more highs. There's also a clean trick for presence that survives blends. On your MID chain, create a parallel presence chain, a saturator, then EQ8 with a gentle bell boost around 1 to 2.5 kHE, and then utility to bring the gain down. Blend it in until you feel the motif at low volume without it sounding harsh. This is how you stay audible when the room is loud and the DJ is eking. Step 5. Build a variation system so you can arrange a whole tune. The trick is you keep the motif identity, but you make A and B versions. Duplicate your 1-bar clip. Clip A is main. Clip B is variation. Pick 1 or 2 variation moves, not 7. You're composing for DJs, not trying to show every idea you've ever had. Variation options that work. Remove one note to create space. Add pickup note right at the very end of the bar, like the last 16th, to pull into bar 1. Swap one mid note to a tension tone like G, or even a super quick GB if you want that darker minor second menace, but keep it extremely short so it flickers rather than changes key. Another advanced one. Ghost note ladder. Duplicate the clip. Keep the same notes, but make 2 to 4 hits much lower velocity and shorter. It reads like performance, not new content. Or call and response by register. Keep the pitches the same, but move 1 or 2 mid notes up an octave in the variation clip, while leaving the sub unchanged. DJs still get the foundation, but listeners feel evolution. Now assemble a 4-bar phrase. This is huge. Even though the motif is 1 bar, the listener hears 4-bar sentences. So do this. Bar 1A, Bar 2A, Bar 3A, Bar 4B. That little turnaround in Bar 4 tells the brain, we're looping on purpose, and it stays predictable for DJs. Step 6. Optional stab motif layer for jungle or rave flavor. If you want that heritage energy, add a stab, but keep it sparse. Create a MIDI track with simpler, load a short rave stab, or synthesize one in Wavetable with 2 saws, some unison, and a light Karsh ensemble. Rhythm-wise, 1 or 2 hits per bar. Try something slightly off-kilter, like a stab late in beat 2 or early in beat 4, but keep it behind the bass. It's seasoning. Process it with EQ8, high pass up around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't fight the bass. Add a short reverb, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, with a low cut and a little delay, eighth note or dotted eighth, low feedback. The goal is vibe, not a lead instrument. Step 7. Arrange into a DJ-friendly 64 bars. Think in 8 and 16 bar blocks. DJs love predictable phrasing. Also, it'll make you sound more professional instantly. Drop locators every 8 or 16 bars and name them intro, tease, drop, outro. This keeps your composition aligned with how DJs actually navigate tracks. Here's a solid layout. Bars 1 to 16, intro, drums and minimal tops. Maybe a filtered hint of your motif, but preferably mid only. No heavy sub until the last 4 to 8 bars. Give DJs a safe entry point. Bars 17 to 32, tease. Bring the full motif in. Add your AAAB variation every 4 bars. At bar 32, do one simple impact or riser. Bars 33 to 48, drop. Full drums, full bass. This is where you can add the stab layer or an extra hat layer for energy. Bars 49 to 64, outro. Remove melodic identity first. Keep drums steady and clean, and let the sub fade out earlier than the drums so transitions are easier. If your outgoing hook is still screaming while the incoming track's hook arrives, it clashes in the mix. Arrangement upgrade tip. Create drop-it impact without adding anything. Right before the drop, mute something for one bar. Kill hats, or kill the MID bass and leave sub plus drums, or even kill the kick and leave snare plus bass. Then restore at the drop. That mute to reveal trick hits hard while staying minimal. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the motif too long or too melodic. If it sounds like a chorus line, it won't loop well in a blend. Don't fill every 16th. Pace is part of the groove. Don't let the sub run wild with long tails and constant movement. Don't introduce huge changes too early. Save obvious changes for 16 or 32 bar boundaries. And don't do wide subs. Keep the sub mono, always. Pro workflow tip. Do a fast club mono check. Toggle the bass group to width 0. This audio version is shortened for playback.